Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We can sometimes be tempted to think that things would be much easier if we stopped these theological fights about things. The details aren't really necessary, are they? Surely as long as we believe the main things, we can just get on with being good Christians living together. The problem with this point of view, of course, is that it's not true. For starters, it's a nice idea that we should believe the main things. But who decides what the main things are? If we aren't going to agree on that, then what do we do? The second problem, of course, is that getting the small things right has consequences for getting the main things right too. A good example is found in our saint of today, Saint Leo the Great. Leo thought it was a big deal getting the degree of humanity and divinity in Christ correct. It's in part to him that we have a recognition of the hypostatic union, that Christ is both fully God and fully man in one undivided person. It is no accident then, already long ago in the 5th century, that he'll go on to describe the church while being made up of very different states of life, of one mission, one body. Not about power games, but each having our role. As he says, "For indeed one sacramental priesthood is celebrated throughout the entire body of the church. The oil which consecrates us has richer effects in the higher grades, yet it is not sparingly given in the lower." Let us pray. O God, who never allow the gates of hell to prevail against your church, firmly founded on the apostolic rock, grant her, we pray, that through the intercession of Pope Saint Leo, she may stand firm in your truth and know the protection of lasting peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.